This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bohumia.
Bohumia.
Specifically, the Bohumia of the Bonfrères.
Oh, boy.
Bonfrères.
That's the Bohumia I want to live in.
I am, of course, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Pop punk hero with glasses like Neo. I wish I didn't go first.
Also, say your name.
Tread Nevers.
With the name.
Tread Nevers, right. I really shouldn't go first.
And of course, we've got Caldwell Tanner.
Slinging discs
and taking risks.
Nice.
Hungry Dave, baby.
Yes, dude.
And who could forget my husband, Brian Murphy?
Hoping to sail through clear skies with this beer guy, Mac, son of Mumford.
And the returning champion, Mavris, I mean Zach Oyama.
Oh, Mavris, the unschooled, even more unschooled than the first time you met him?
Wow.
That's true.
Accurate.
Completely uneducated.
That is our Bonfrères. Let's do a little recap what happened last time. Mm. Last episode, you rode your hippo fins into the mist and discovered the abandoned microbrews cruise. The sight of this boat triggered a memory. All four of you were transported back, obviously not literally in your minds, to last night when you yourself were on the microbrews cruise being guided through some niche Bohumia brews by a halfling named Ethel and her alehouse Drake. Hungry Dave immediately tried to feed the Drake. Tread posed moodily on the front of the ship until Mavris took a picture of him. Mavris tried to steal a feather from the captain's wheelhouse, and you all noticed Carl texting in the corner with the maid of honor he met named Infinity, ending with an I instead of a Y.
Hot name.
Hot.
Yeah, it's so a hot name.
I'm just going to have to insist Carl. Stealing a feather off the ground is not stealing.
That's a free feather.
It's just a feather on the ground.
Yeah. Then you all saw a hot merfolk, learned that merfolk used to hang out around Salty Peaks more, and Tread drank exclusively hard seltzers.
Yeah,
an insult.
Delicious.
After that, you returned to the present moment where Tread spotted a specter hovering on the deck. Mac tried to cast Turn Undead on it, but it failed, and the angry specter whispered staticky secrets at you, stunning Hungry Dave and causing Mavris to attack Tread with his staff.
Mavris did that on his own. He wanted my freaking glasses.
Dude, you hit him in the schnoz, dude.
You think, okay, it's typical. This is typical.
He broke my beak, man.
That's one of his best features, dude.
I'm so sorry about your beak, okay?
Then you all fought this specter and an enchanted keg of ale who came to life and shoved Tread off the boat. During the fight, Mavris uncovered Stiegel, the alehouse Drake from last night, quivering under a tablecloth. You finished off the specter who dispersed with a staticky whisper. Hungry Dave sent Stiegel to ignite the steam mephit-powered paddle wheels on the boat. And perhaps most important of all, Mavris saved Tread's Matrix sunglasses with a clutch mage hand.
That was clutch as hell, bro. You saved the summer.
I had to use a sorcery point.
Worth it. Absolutely worth it.
If we die, we'll die wearing sunglasses.
depending on whose turn it is.
As your boat paddled away, Stiegel told you what happened. The bachelorette party, whose maid of honor Carl was texting with, had been on the microbrews cruise. Something went wrong. The ship veered into the mist. Ethel and Stiegel went to go check on the captain, only to find a window broken by the trident of a merfolk. There was a commotion on the deck. Ethel left the wheelhouse to check on it, and the last thing Stiegel saw was Ethel grappling with some accidental knowledge of some curse protected secret as her body disintegrated, leaving only a spectral memory. Mac cast locate object on the maid of honor's bestie to the betrothed sash, and you got a ping from a nearby island, motionless. However, as you approached the island, a storm began to form as a giant bird with a man's face, specifically one that looked like Henry Cavill, emerged from the stormy clouds. And you all came to understand that this island was protected by some powerful storm magic. And that's where you all are now. Hungry Dave and Tread, you're sopping wet with ocean water. Mac, you're getting pings for a bachelorette sash from this mysterious island. Maverice, you've got feather tucked behind your ear, a necklace in your pocket, presumably two, actually, considering Mac gave you one, although I don't know if you left that at the beach house.
There's a chance it's under Carl's aunt's couch, like the little, like...
Did anybody check the couch skirt?
I didn't check the couch skirt. Oh, my God.
Maverice is so quiet.
Should we go back there before we get Carl? Because so we can get obvious. The necklace first.
Do you guys think Carl's under the couch skirt?
Maverice, roll me a luck check to see if this... necklace is on your person.
I guess I don't know what's good. Okay, 15.
It is not here.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, would Bucky be and not.
If it was low, I would have made it peeking out of your back pocket.
It's okay. Mac's not dramatic at all.
You're quivering,
so,
dude.
You are all on this boat, and you're currently headed straight for this island. As you approach, you can tell that the proximity is triggering some sort of storm effect. What do you want to do?
All right, I feel like we got to appease Cavilbird, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
We have to, like, offer him something.
Do you want to give me, like, an insight check or a nature check on this bird?
Does anybody have, like, a graphics card?
Yeah, who's got an unbuilt PC that we could throw?
I've got a sourdough starter I could give him.
Dude, he doesn't eat carbs. Are you insane? Keep Hungry Dave away from him.
It could be a cheat week. You don't know.
Kevil doesn't take a cheat week.
There's no way.
I'll answer that if you rolled well. What did you roll?
On nature, I got a 21.
Okay, you know a couple of things. First off, this is definitely not a cheat week. Look at how those veins are bursting out of those wings.
I've never seen such a veiny bird in all my life.
That bird is in ketosis.
That bird needs some water. Tell. That's disgusting.
Carl would love to talk to this bird.
But with that, you also know that this bird, like these types of birds, these storm birds, they're not going to talk to you. Even though he has like the face of a human, he uses it for song. He's not like an intelligent sentient. He's more animal than he is human. Mm,
very much like Cavill himself. God, it really tracks.
That bird is whistling Modest Mouse.
It's a fucking triple threat.
You can tell it doesn't understand what Modest Mouse is, the it's idea like, of a band.
A lot of times their lyrics are kind of, you know, just nonsense. So, I mean, it adds up.
Can I hold my feather up to see if it looks like the same kind of feather?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you hold it up. It is actually a different feather. So this Henry Cavill bird has gorgeous, shimmering violets, grays, stormy plumage. This is a white feather.
Hmm.
This is actually a swan's feather.
Hmm. Okay.
And it's from a breed of swan that's usually in freshwater ponds. But when you flip it over in your finger, inspect it, there's something briny about it to its core.
Something freaking briny about this feather.
Dude, that's a briny ass feather, dude.
What's going on with this feather?
Yeah. Guys. I'm glad you have a briny feather, Maverick. There's a fucking hot bird causing a storm on the island.
Okay? So I'm not allowed to talk about my briny feather?
Also, Hungry Dave, you know...
Give him a win.
You know, like, because you're, like, looking at this bird, you know, like, two other things, which is that these birds are often the familiars of, you know, wizards, witches, druids. But there's something about this bird that he doesn't seem to be acting on orders, more habit.
Okay.
Okay. It does seem weird that Cavill would have a master. Right. Cavil is peerless.
I think that just makes you wonder, like, truly, how hot is this master?
Who could dominate Cavil?
It actually fills you with fear.
Is there another Cavil?
Is there a greater Cavil? A greater Cavil, impossible.
Elder Cavil.
An Elder Cavil. Men's Fitness spoke of this, but I never believed it.
Holy shit, it's got to be Amy Adams, because that's Lois Lane, the only person that had the key to Cavil's heart.
That was
a good point.
So deep, Tread. I haven't seen that film.
When I saw that movie in theaters, it was with one other first date nearby, and a guy kept making jokes the whole time, and then eventually, when Superman saved his bully, was like, gotta be grateful, though, in a very earnest way. And I think about it all the time.
You know, gotta be grateful is a really nice mantra for the Bond Frères.
Yes. Speaking of that, okay, so we've got island, we've got
Yeah, you've
storm.
Got the island, you're going towards it, the wind is picking up. Who's driving right now?
Oh, Stiegel's on the wheel, right?
Stiegel just went to turn it on. Stiegel can't, he's a tiny little, he's a tiny little baby, he can't.
What if he sits in my lap?
He can sit in your lap if you want to drive.
I pretend to drive and let Stiegel drive.
Can someone else drive?
Yo, the Drake's driving. Somebody get this.
Dave.
Hungry Dave, I think there's something that you could eat in the prow, okay?
Dave, can I sidebar with you?
Yo, what's up?
I actually think it would be hilarious if you licked more of the floor beer.
I'm actually pretty full. I'm doing this Drake thing now.
Cool.
Actually, since you're going to sidebar, I will say there are new mechanics for the sidebar. They're very subtle.
This is a fake sidebar.
Okay, well, I'll let you know what they are. Insulting. I'll let you know what they are.
Okay.
If you sidebar with someone and you're doing it for their sake and out of love, they'll get a +1 on their next roll. But if you're doing it for yourself, you get a -1 on your next
roll.
Oh
my
roll.
God.
This is a selfish sidebar, man.
When is it ever for someone else? Fuck.
Hungry Dave, can I sidebar?
Yeah, what's up?
I think it would be kind of sick if I drove the boat.
Hey, can I sidebar with you? Can I like double sidebar?
Take a step back a little further.
Yeah. Absolutely do that.
Absolutely? Wow.
Yeah. Hey, Stiegel, can I sidebar with you?
If you wish, yeah.
Is it? All right, I know you're having a real fun time driving, but like Mavericks like really wants a turn. Would that be cool with you?
This vessel is very dangerous in my hands.
That sounds like pretty case closed.
Hungry Dave, when you called Stiegel, I thought you said Steve-O, and I actually think we should start calling Stiegel Steve-O if that's cool.
Love that. That's bond fair behavior right there.
Stego?
As you are all saying all of this, the wind is picking up and you are passing the point of no return where you will enter the storm.
Okay, all right.
Whoa.
I'm low on spells, so we are gonna need to take an afternoon nap at some point. Do you guys want to do that before?
Turn the fucking helm.
Do you guys want to do it before or after the storm?
Let's do it before. Let's
I'm
before,
gonna say
before.
You don't. At this point, you've fuck. Talked so much that you're fully in the storm.
Oh, no. Fuck. Fuck.
Just wind whipping through my horns. Definitely before.
Cool, let's pull back. Mavericks, back up. Kick
before.
This thing in reverse.
I can't.
Put the brake
How
on
do you,
boat. Put a,
where's the boat
anchor
brake?
Down,
Steve-O.
Dude.
Anchor.
Steve-O, throw it into R. Throw it into R, quick.
Before.
As you all shout at each other, the electricity begins to spark in the air. The water's getting choppier. The wind's angrier. You see Henry Cavill Bird as a silhouette swooping through the gathering storm clouds. And at a certain point, there's a huge splash as 8 water spouts shoot up surrounding the island on all sides. With a thunderous splash, all 8 expand into buff merfolk. They are clearly some sort of conjured stormy water guardians. As the rain begins to pelt your faces, a huge wave lifts your boat into the air and crashes you directly into the storm. Someone roll me 2d4, add 2, and then tell me the total.
Mavericks, you're driving.
Yeah, Mavericks.
I'll That's roll you, a dude. D4. Anyone else want to roll the other?
Okay, you're going to share the burden of rolling.
I rolled a 1.
I'll roll the other d4. I got a 2.
Okay. So 3 + 2 = 5. That is how many weather events you will experience as you go through this storm. Ooh. As you're going through it, what you do notice is that this is protective magic. So it is much more interested in fucking up your boat than it is actually hurting people. Whoever created this spell just wants to keep people from getting to their island, but isn't trying to fuck people.
We're not on the RSVP list for the bachelorette party.
So I guess everyone roll initiative.
Okay.
Because that's how we're going to do it. This is going to take 2 rounds.
Cool.
And there's going to be 5 weather events.
That's an 11.
9 for me.
I got an 18.
10 for me.
All right. Before the storm can do anything to you, Mac, you actually act first.
Okay. Fuck. Okay. I think I'm just going to prepare a reaction to heal whoever gets hurt first.
Okay. Interesting.
Nice.
So I just get into a ready position and I've got like a healing brew out. I have a keg attached to like a little hose to spray people with.
Do you want to be on the deck or in the wheelhouse?
In the wheelhouse.
Do you have like an exterminator hose? Except
yes, exactly. Yeah.
And who started in the wheelhouse?
I think I did.
I think we're all in there, right?
You were probably all in there. Okay, cool. So you're all in the wheelhouse. That is nice for you. First things first, a clap of thunder. Everyone give me a con save.
Okay.
Now, and you'll know that because your boat is non-magical, it is just going to take full for everything.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting home on this boat, guys. So hopefully Carl has like a ride that we can just like hop in.
You can't put the beer back in the keg, guys.
Yeah.
Those sea-doos went somewhere.
Mac, guaranteed, 100% guaranteed, boat makes it.
What? Holy shit. I got an 11.
I got a 10.
21.
That's a 15.
Mac and Mavris take 14 thunder damage.
Oh,
fuck.
You readied an action, though, Mac, if you want to use it.
Yeah.
It's just noise. It's just sound. What's wrong?
I'll go ahead and just do a first level cure wounds on Mavris.
Cool.
As I just hose him down with holy beer.
Just so hurt.
Dude, drink quick. Quick, drink. Get some beer in those wounds.
Boat's going to make it. Boat's going to make it.
11 HP to you.
Okay. Next up is, because I rolled the same number for their initiative, for the weather events initiative, is another weather event specifically. You were looking for Henry Cavill? The storm clouds part and Henry Cavill's face twisted into an operatic, orgasmic, but beautiful...
We're saved. Float on. He's singing float on. We're going to be okay. We're going to float.
All right, already.
We'll all float on.
The song of the Stormbird fills your ears. Everyone give me a charisma saving throw.
Oh, shit. Okay, you're showing off, dude.
16.
Pass.
12.
Pass.
Ooh. I got a 12, too.
Pass.
21.
Okay, yes. Everyone passes. No one takes any lightning damage except for, of course, the ship, which gets struck with the electricity of Henry Cavill's song.
We are just singing along.
All right, already, we'll all float on.
Tred is doing that skanking dance.
Next up is Tred.
So I'm not allowed to like cast a spell on the boat like enhance ability, would I be? That doesn't make any sense. All right, cool. Yeah, no,
This boat is absolutely fucked, Tred.
This boat's gonna fucking make it. This boat's gonna float on.
Why do you guys have so much faith in the fucking boat?
Mac, come on, dude.
What? Dude.
When are you gonna believe in the boat, dude? When are you gonna believe in the boat?
What, is the boat your boy now?
Okay, I've got 2 songs to sing.
Uh-huh.
My cracking heart aches with such fragility, but it goes out to you to enhance your ability. and I enhance Max ability again.
Whoa, dude.
You know, it feels redundant, but I think I'm going to give you Bear's Endurance again.
Yes, yeah, strong.
Is that what you had last time?
You had the Bull's Strength one.
Do you have one for Dex?
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, so you have Bear's Endurance. So there's one for Dex, but this one has Constitution. And then also you gain 2d6 temporary hit points.
Whoa.
That's clever for the healer.
Very much appreciated.
Fuck yes. All
Thanks.
Right, Treads.
And I've got one more song to sing as a bonus action.
Oh, okay, wow.
If you're feeling low, like you're sick and tired, well, just think of me and be inspired. And I sing that one to Mavris to give you bardic inspiration.
Oh, man. I try to hand you, I'm trying to fish out like the aux cord from the captain's. You plug in if you want.
Just rain beating down everywhere. It's fully the perfect storm, but just with idiots.
While you do this, Tred, something has come up, and I want you to roll an opposed performance against Henry Cavill to try to intimidate him.
Fucking gladly.
Tred!
You don't have to do this, man.
Tred! There's no coming back from this!
I rolled a 26.
That is impossible for Henry Cavill to beat. So as you do that, Henry Cavill hears your beautiful music after he just did his own operatic bird song, and he flies back to the fucking island.
Oh, whoa. My God.
You just saved yourself from another weather event.
Stick to acting, man.
Next up is Hungry Dave.
Henry Cavill went away. A sad but necessary event. Can I take a look at these merfolk that are on the shore?
Oh, those are like water elementals that are just in the shape of cool merfolks just for fun flavor.
I want to inspect these merfolk water elementals.
Okay.
That's going to be an 18.
So first off, they're mindless. You don't have to like attack them. They're kind of just a magical effect, like a bunch of magical effects working in tandem. But you do notice that there's like an arcane energy to them, but also like a raw primal energy. And like I said, they're going after your boat. They have like these huge fists of watery waves that they're going after your boat, whether you're there or not.
I guess I'll try and hit one of them and see what happens.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to fling a disc.
Just in a storm, surrounded by giants, just throwing a frisbee.
Hungry Dave, do your worst.
With that perception, I'll give you the warning that you're going to roll with disadvantage because there's waves everywhere and it's not frisbee weather.
I'm just imagining Mark Wahlberg in The Perfect Storm just chucking a frisbee so hard at a wave.
I put my finger in my mouth and lick it and then hold it up to the wind.
Yep, seems perfect.
Is there any wind?
It's a little windy, but I think I got it.
What does that even feel like on your finger?
We're all fully sideways.
It's just right into the teeth of the wind.
With disadvantage, that's a 17.
A 17. All right, 17's going to hit.
Yo!
Fling your bee.
Actually, you know what? I do like a hatchet throw overhead so that it kind of like curves in the air, gets a little hyzer on it, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
And yeah, I'm going to aim at just, I guess, the closest of these like merfolk simulacrums.
Sweet.
Actually, you know what? I'll do a bursting arrow on it so that hopefully it can catch one or two of the other ones.
Ooh, okay.
That's 16 damage.
Okay, I'm going to say that you throw this frisbee. It slices off one of its long, watery arms, then comes back around and bursts inside, spraying water at the other ones.
Cool. That's 10 damage to the other ones.
With that, can we tell if this is something we need to get past or something that we can kill?
It looks generally unaffected, although you did slash off one of its arms.
Nice.
And the next up is, with its other watery fist, it now crashes down on your boat. Everyone, if you're in the wheelhouse, give me a dexterity save with advantage.
Still only a 10.
Oh, 7 for Mavris.
Oh, no.
Oh, can I use my, I don't know how
your
much
bardic that inspiration, yeah.
It's only like a D6 right now, right?
I mean, I'll give you, 10 is gonna pass.
Okay.
Oh. I rolled a 4. Okay, so 11.
Nice. Ooh.
Great.
I got an 18.
I got a 16.
Great. So everyone hangs on to the boat.
Fuck!
Cool. Okay, that is Mavris.
Is there like any kind of intercom on this boat?
I mean, no.
Okay.
You can give me, if you get like a 20 on a luck check, we can pretend, we can invent one.
I got me a bullhorn.
I got a 2.
Shout out to the Duke.
Shout out.
No, in fact, you're feeling really soft-spoken right now.
come on. You can motivate yourself.
Are you saying something, Mavris?
Believe in the boat. Believe in the boat.
This thing's going to float.
I'm going to make a deception check and yell out to the water elementals and be like, we're delivering a package. There's been a huge misunderstanding. There's supposed to be a delivery for the island.
We're Behoober Eats.
Behoober Eats, yeah.
Give me a deception check.
Sorry, 12.
Okay, unfortunately you weren't even able to deceive yourself that plan would work.
I just had to try something, guys.
Your mouth got full of water and nothing came out.
It's so stormy that I opened my mouth and a full mouth of salt water.
Your briny feather went in there.
Dude, shut up, guys. Shut up. Believe in the boat. And I just slammed the door to the little cabin.
Whoa. And it's back around to Mac.
I guess I will just I'll do the same thing. I'll brace, but be ready to heal somebody if they get messed up.
Cool. Next up is a weather event. A crack of thunder fucks up your boat, Specifically, this time it shatters the windows in the wheelhouse, and it even shatters the glass tube that the steam methods that power the paddle wheels are in.
Oh, fuck. What about our shades?
Our methods!
Oh, that's true. Everyone give me a luck check to see if
No, please.
Matrix sunglasses.
The most cruel DM I've ever seen in my life.
Shout out to the two crew.
No!
13.
No!
13.
15.
Uh-huh.
13.
Everyone's Matrix sunglasses are fine. Mavris doesn't have a pair of Matrix sunglasses. He could use that to save Max.
No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
So Mavris tackles Mac, cradling the Matrix.
I go to like look towards the window as like they vibrate, and I'm just tackled by Mavris. Whoa, dude, you saved me. I could have got hit by some of that glass.
Could have been really bad. I'm wearing the sunglasses.
You got a lot of glass on the bridge of your nose, dude.
Yeah.
There's so many Mavris tackles, and then as you stand up, the sunglasses are now on your
Had to save my boy.
So selfless.
And then that is another weather event. Another watery fist swipes down at the boat, further damaging it, but it is not destroyed yet. However, because the steam methods have been dispelled, it's going to slow and then will likely be able to be pushed back and you would have to do this all over again.
Oh no.
So it lands, does a bunch of damage. Everyone give me another dex save, this time a little higher to not fall into the water.
Oh, shout out to the two crew.
I rolled a 15.
15.
I got a 10.
Hungry Dave and Mac are thrust into the waters.
Oh!
That is Tred's turn.
Thank God you got Mac's sunglasses, dude.
Yes. I guess they didn't believe in the boat. We'll figure it out.
Okay. I guess I don't know if I have anything. Can I just try to friggin' grab these guys?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Give me acrobatics or strength to try to grab them.
Since I had heal, or since I was like ready to cure somebody, can we say I'll cast Bless on Hungry Dave as we both are thrown into the ocean?
Yeah, I'm into it.
Dude, I fucking support you!
Dude, your beer tastes good. All of it, man.
Thanks.
You're an absolute yeast genius.
I spray some in his mouth as we both fall in.
That's a 9.
Okay, 9 isn't going to grab either of them.
All right, I'll freaking give you guys bardic so you don't freaking drown. I'll just sing encouragement into the wave, swallowing my friends.
You can only give one of us bardic.
Oh, yeah. No.
Give it to Mac. Give it to Mac.
No, give it to Dave. Give it to Dave, Trent.
No, no.
Give it to Mac.
Give it to me, dude.
Give it to Dave, Trent.
What'd you say, Mavris?
I will take it. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do it.
No, that's actually a pretty good compromise.
Look, I have to give it to Hungry Dave because he's wearing the sunglasses and we can't let anything happen to him.
We have to protect what's left.
Okay, next up is Hungry Dave.
Can I just grab Mac and start heading back towards
the boat?
Yeah,
give me an athletics.
That is going to be with acrobatics, that's a 17.
Yeah, you get it. You don't even have to add the bardic inspiration.
Nice.
You drag him back to the boat. You want to try and like climb on or anything? Use your action to climb on.
Yeah, I throw Mac on my back. I got a backpack, and I climb back up the side of the boat.
Great. Okay. Whoa. So you are on this boat. Unfortunately, the engine is out, but you are all successfully on it. That is going to be Mavris. That's you.
I dive onto them. Really ineffectually pretend like I helped. I got you.
Mavris,
I got you.
You saved us again.
Thanks, Mav. Are you trying to take my glasses? What are you doing?
I'm wearing all three pairs that are left.
I'll say that you guys are on a boat that, like, if you don't find a way to get this thing going, you're going to have to maybe try to jump in and swim to the shore.
Can I use gust on it?
Well, Mavericks, do you want to try gust? Or I was saying I could probably, like, breathe fire into the...
Oh, hell yeah. if you want to do both at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, we could create steam.
Throw up a bunch of salt water into the pipe.
Yeah, I'll start spraying water.
Oh, this is going to be so briny, dude.
Awesome. So as a team effort, Hungry Dave, does it come out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Hungry Fuck Dave yeah.
absolutely.
Unloads a bunch of fire from his gut.
I think I drink a bunch of salt water and just make myself throw up.
Oh, dude.
Dude, I'm playing such an epic, like, distorted guitar riff over all this.
Oh, it's so briny.
Mavris is using gust to just blow all of the rain so that the rain and the fire make steam that then gets the paddle wheel moving again. And that is the end of two rounds.
Woo!
With that, like, the final wave crashes your ship aboard the rocky shore. But the ship, I mean, it's fucked, but it is not. It is, you could still ride it a little more. The ship made it.
Believe in the boat.
We're gonna fix this ship up.
All those who believed in the boat were correct.
Guys, he still floats.
Can I sidebar with everybody? I'm It'll really sorry float on. For doubting the boat. The boat will float on. The SS Modest all Mouse. Right.
We'll all boat on.
We'll all okay. boat on.
So as the boat crashes, the storm behind you dissipates almost immediately. The magical effect is no longer being triggered. You got past it. It was kind of just an endurance thing. The waterspout elementals crash back into the sea. The wind stills to a more pleasant breeze. You see the silhouette of Henry Cavill in the trees.
I salute.
On the beach, some luminescent jellies have washed ashore because of the storm. They're still glowing on the rocks or bobbing in tidal pools. Deeper in, though, you see mossy grass surrounds stepping stones, and trees line the path, but then they branch out, obscuring your view of what lies beyond.
So there's like, it's almost like a forest, like mangroves or mm-hmm. something?
Not mangroves, but like it's a strange climate compared to like the tropical beach you were just at. And there's an eclecticness to it that almost makes you think that it's not necessarily the climate that naturally occurred here, but one that the person who lived here enjoyed.
Okay, gang. Hey. What do we think to a nice nap on the rocky shores? Because I'm tapped.
Freaking beach nap?
Yeah, you guys want to just like post up and chill out for a bit?
I would love to just have like a beach day.
It's probably
we deserve a beach
it's,
day.
It's fucked up because like I feel like we really need to be like fire under ass for Carl, but like right now we're kind of 50-50 on he got kidnapped or he went to a bachelorette party without us. So I think it's
right? He could be fine. He could be completely fine.
He could be under the couch skirt. We already said that. So I think it's self care for us to have a beach day.
That's what Carl would want.
Carl honestly. Would want us to have a beach day.
He would want us to build like a raging bonfire on the beach.
I can create a bonfire.
Mavris already laid out his towel.
We're going to take a long rest as a beach day.
Okay. Well, it's actually a beach night because this is like you can't really see us well because the light has been so diffused by the mist in the sky that sort of surrounds this whole area of the water. But, you know, the sun has actually set and it is the end of your second day of your summer vacation.
I cast my cantrip Dancing Lights. So it's just sort of like tiki torches on the beach. And it's like super chill. It's like it's a cool vibe. I wish the bachelorettes were here for this.
I know you guys like humor me with my like thick stouts and stuff. So I'm gonna do the Blessed Brew. We're gonna do a nice crisp summer ale and just have a nice summer night, all right?
This is
oh my god. Oh,
bless you. This is blonde as hell. Yes. Dude, so good.
There's a sweetness to it. Oh my god.
And notes of citrus, yeah.
Dude, is that fucking cloves? Are there cloves?
There's some cloves, yes.
Oh,
I never thought this day could end this way. It was pretty bad, mostly.
It's 90% bad, but now like let's just stay up super late and then we could sleep in tomorrow. And
dude, I think I could drink like 9 of these for real.
Yeah, I could just keep making them. Yeah,
you want to keep? You guys just want to like? I know we got to rest for a little bit, but you want to party for a while?
Well, yeah, we definitely should get a long rest. But if we didn't party for about 4.5 hours, I don't know what would.
It's like 8 o'clock at night. It's kind of still early. Like, if you want to fucking party for a while, you really can.
Okay, let's go till like midnight. We'll wake up at 8.
went to bed right now, you'd wake up tomorrow at like 3 a.m. It'd be so
That's
weird.
That's crazy.
That would be fucked up.
It'd be
up.
Weird yeah, to not party up. Right now.
We can party until 3 or 4, and we can still get 6 hours to sleep and be up at like 9.
Oh,
I only need like 5.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Someone else remind me not to like to find some shade so I don't wake up sunburned. Someone else remind me.
There are trees. You can. As long as you remember to fall asleep.
Someone remind me.
All right. Yeah.
I create a bonfire.
A bonfire.
Beautiful. Hell yeah. You guys have got tiki torches and bonfires. Tread, maybe you play some music. Mac is making infinite brews.
Guys, this is the summer we've been waiting for, and all it's missing is Carl. We'll find him tomorrow, all right?
To finding Carl.
We got our own private island, but we don't have our own private bud.
That's beautiful, man.
Carl is our private bud.
Well, he keeps secrets really well.
Yeah, like, here's the thing is, like, we're sharing Carl right now, and he's our private bud.
I've so, confided
like, that's
some,
not gonna fly.
Yeah, I've confided some shit to Carl.
We famously call him the private bud.
He's like a black box.
Yeah.
He's solid. Nothing can destroy him. And he keeps a lot of important stuff inside him.
This is really beautiful stuff. As you guys speak all of these wonderful memories of Carl, the smoke of the bonfire almost forms a silhouette of Carl. And it's almost like he's there with you.
I try to take his sunglasses off of his smoke.
You take 2 fire damage.
Dude, get away from the fire, man. You're drunk.
Sorry.
That's a good point. What does everyone want to make sure they remember to do? And then we'll do saves to see if in your drunken bonfire-fueled haze you remember to do it.
Okay, my guitar needs to go back in the case, otherwise it's going to get, like, fucking warped and shit. And I keep it in drop D tuning all the time, and the strings are going to get all out of whack.
I think we should probably, like, have one person stay up to, like, guard so we're not all just, like, passed out on the beach.
Okay, cool.
I need to, like, remember to lay out my shirt so that, like, it doesn't get, like, permanent salt stains in it.
Great. And Mavris, what are you trying to remember to do?
Yeah, probably rope. Just secure some sort of rope to the boat, like, watch a bunch of Survivor lately. And that feels like something they would do.
Yeah.
And then the other thing would be just make sure I don't fall asleep in direct sunlight.
Great. Now everyone give me intelligence saving throws for everything that they want to remember to do, and then we'll see if you remembered or not.
Ooh, okay. Baby.
I rolled a nat 1.
Dirty 20.
That is insane.
Wait, you got a nat 1?
I rolled a nat 1.
I got a nat 1.
Whoa, brother!
Okay. Hungry dude. Dave puts his shirt into Tred's guitar case. And then a wave in the middle of the night takes the shirt in the guitar case out to sea and completely damages the guitar.
Shit.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. It smells so mildewed.
I rolled a 7 to tie the boat.
Okay. The boat, like a couple pieces of it, drift out to sea. And then what about falling asleep in the sun?
Okay. 19.
Okay, nice. Mavris says fuck the boat, but finds a perfectly shaded spot. Since no one else did, the rest of you wake up pretty sunburned.
And none of us were wearing sunglasses either.
Oh shit.
Mavris is completely in the shade wearing 3 pairs of sunglasses.
I like to think I
Looks
woke
so
up
so well rested, dude.
I'll try to wake up early and put them on everyone's heads.
Mac remember I got a 20, so Mac remembered to stay up on guard duty and like maybe like share it with Steagle, so he still got some sleep, but was just like so drunk that he didn't do anything when the boat got taken away, and like didn't do anything when the guitar was just like in a drunk stupor staring off in the distance.
I'm a gold dragon, so my scale are so hot now. Just baking in the sun.
A sunburned dragon.
God, I don't
yeah, you
tan,
guys could
I
probably
burn.
Cook some eggs on your
I'm scales. Not wearing my shirt right now. I just lay flat and say, egg me up, boys.
Well, we didn't bring any food. Should we crack some of these fish that are out here? Hopefully they're not like cavils.
The jellyfish?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah,
you want to
crack
eat
a jelly, dude?
Can I make a survival check first?
Yeah, you can.
I have okay survival.
Can I see if there's anything like edible on the beach, like crab that washed up or like seaweed?
I got a dirty 20.
Whoa.
Actually, with a dirty 20, these are not just natural jellyfish. There's something enchanted about them. And specifically, you know that someone tried to enchant these jellyfish to be healing instead of hurting, but they didn't fully successfully do it. But whatever alchemical experiment happened with these jellyfish, they were still able to survive. So they kind of just like continued, and now they're just a staple of this island.
Whoa. Guys, I'm pretty sure we could maybe eat these.
So we could eat these magic. So they're magical jellyfish, so we can eat them.
They're magical jellyfish.
I mean, I think.
You could eat them.
Okay, let's eat them.
Okay. I feel like. I'm super hungover off of light beer. Like I drank a fuck ton of beer, and like the idea of cooking a fucking beached jellyfish on my friend's back and then eating that is like really foul
Tread,
to me at the moment.
We don't have, there's no farmer's market here. We're on an island. You need to like experience things, dude.
We're roughing it, dude.
Tread, you can give me some sort of like check to try to find a crab or something.
Okay, I'm just going to look for a crab for one
second.
Or like
some fish eggs or
yeah,
even
I just want to see if there's like a sardine on the beach before I like eat fucking back jelly off my friend. Okay, so I rolled a two. I have to eat.
Okay, actually, Dredd, you look into one of these tidal pools and guess what you find?
Is it sardine?
A jellyfish.
Dude, Chad, you found a jellyfish. This one's a fat
one.
Oh,
nice, more jelly.
Oh, that's like maybe a little older.
Huge. This one's ancient. I don't know if we can eat it. It seems too wise.
Its aura is so powerful. All right, yeah, slap it on my back.
Sweet. Mac will do a quick, clean kill on the jellyfish because he is like a bit of a cook.
As you touch it, roll me a D8 and two D4s and tell me the combination of the D4s and the D8.
Okay. D8 is a 2.
Okay, you get 2 temporary hit points.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh.
D4 is a 3.
You lose 3 hit points.
And other D4 is a 3.
Okay, so you get 2 temporary hit points and then immediately take 6 damage.
Okay, so I took 4
They're
damage.
Like a little bit poisonous and also a little bit healing.
And are they edible?
They are, absolutely.
Mac, I think you're eating it wrong.
I touched it and it hurt me. So I don't know if that reevaluates anybody on whether or not we should eat this.
Well, you shouldn't eat it raw, dude.
Do we have any more? Let's just do pocket browns and...
I'm going to slap a big old jelly on...
Hungry Dave's
back.
Great, go
I
for
it. I think you're
it.
Eating it wrong. Roll a D8. I rolled an 8.
8 temporary hit points for Mavris.
And a 4.
No.
And a 4. Even out.
0.
Wow.
I rolled max rolls on all of them.
Immediately lose 8.
Huh. That was fine.
But that's true. You're net 0.
Okay, so it's just like a spicy thing. Like, do you still feel full, even though it made you kind of sick?
I guess.
So it's
not
like
really.
Having Taco Bell or something. So I'm just going to eat one. Yeah. I'm just
it's kind of empty calories, I think.
Yeah, I'm just going to eat another one, I guess.
It's kind of like... Tastes kind of like tofu, I
Go
guess.
Go for it. You know? Give me your rolls.
I also got net 0. I got 2 2s
Great.
And a 4.
You get a little
All
jelly
right,
in your belly.
It was fine.
It hurts and helps you at the same time, leading to a confusing nothing.
Fuck it. I'll have one.
What do I roll?
A D8. Tell me what you get.
Okay. I lost 2 hit points.
7.
Okay. So, Hungry Dave, you get 7 temporary hit points. Then roll me 2 D4s.
4.
Hungry Dave has 3 temporary hit points. Of all of you, it's no surprise that the iron stomach of Hungry Dave would take this jellyfish and turn it into something good. But yes,
it's good, right?
You all have a belly full of jelly and you're ready to start your day.
Oh.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Okay.
All right. So what is on this island that we spent 12 hours sleeping and partying on?
It honestly feels quiet. All you know is that there's a path of stepping stones and these trees that line it and then fan out to obscure your view.
Yeah, I mean, we could just go up the stairs. That's the only place to go that's not littered with these fucking jellyfish that are going to make me yarf if I fucking see them anymore.
I mean, I don't hate that.
Also, we can talk a little bit more in the future about like respecting your meat, like the things that like gave their life so like you could have a meal, Tread.
Okay. Yeah, if you need to sidebar with me, dude, we can do it now.
Mac, it's just like, are we gonna do that right now?
We're
like,
probably not gonna do that right now. But let's sidebar that sidebar.
Okay. Wow. We'll plan on a future sidebar.
Okay.
Wow.
Dude, Mac, you're so spiritual. I love that, man.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Mavericks and Dave, give me like an insight to see if you sense some of this drama going down.
I'm rolling like crazy good right now. 21 on stuff that matters.
Mavericks, your boys are not in a good place with each other right now. There's drama amongst
the boys?
Group.
Hey, my boys. Yeah. Why don't we just have a quick check-in about our goals for the day?
Right.
Make sure that we're on the same cool. page, that we're on the same side.
All right, yeah, so it seems like Mac's goals are to make me feel like a piece of shit. And my goal is to have a good fucking summer, and I can't do it if Max is being negative all day. All right, that's all.
Okay, sorry that I'm being negative about, like, the earth.
Okay.
He's just mad because his guitar got permanently waterlogged.
That is true. I hadn't considered that at all, that like you had just lost your guitar. And so like for me to like value the jellyfish over you in that moment, over your feelings, was like fucked up on my part. So I like fully apologize.
I'm going to say something that I don't know if Tread has admitted to himself, but some of you might have picked up on. Tread's guitar is fucked.
Okay, so that really fucking sucks for me, and I appreciate you letting me know that you noticed that I'm having a rough day so far, and I want to apologize to you, because I know you have spent your entire life caring a lot about animals, and I didn't mean to be so flippant in that moment.
I don't care about animals so much as I care about, like, the preparation of food and also beer.
You don't care about animals?
No, not particularly. I don't like them, no.
Mac, you were so close.
All right.
Okay. So,
do you guys want to enter this island?
Yes. I want to make sure everyone has their sunglasses back. I just was keeping them just because I was worried about the.
Yeah, because you
storm.
Have that cool briny feather.
This is like Final Fantasy VII accessories style. Like,
yeah. You can just have the one.
In this stunning display of friendship, Mavericks helps Tread and Mac talk through their feelings and then returns everyone their Matrix sunglasses.
Holy shit.
All right.
Let's enter the matrix.
And you enter the matrix beyond the stepping stones. So you follow the stepping stones to a clearing. So you're going, there's trees on either side, but then they part and there's a nice clearing. Obviously a very intentional one, with a garden and a small cottage. There's a greenhouse jutting out from the cottage. The garden is overgrown, but it looks as if at one point to have been meticulously cataloged. This is like a studious gardener. There are also some more tidal pools, but this time they look, again, intentional. There's small saltwater ponds to cultivate certain creatures of underwater flora. There are a few trees. Some are blossoming fruits that shimmer in the diffused sunlight from the mist. A bee's nest dangles from one of the tree's branches. There are vegetables with time and weather faded labels and a kneeling board that a gardener might use, but again, overgrown with these weeds. There's a section of strange flowers. There's fuzzy dandelions the size of a basketball and moonflowers, which are just blue sunflowers.
Do we see any penis-shaped accessories that might have been dropped by a bachelorette party, or maybe like a clutch or an espadrille?
Give me an investigation.
That's a 21. Dave has a lot of sisters.
With a 21, you find something penis-shaped. It's a zucchini.
Okay.
I pick it and hold it up. Yo, guys.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Dude, hey, look at this. It looks like a dick.
God.
Oh, whoa. I didn't even realize that.
What if? Hey, what if this was my dick?
Oh, whoa.
That would be
what
insane.
Are you talking about?
Like, right?
Doesn't this place look like a puzzle?
Oh, like that you would find like a picture of something that would be a puzzle?
Yeah. It does look like a picture. Like it feels picturesque. It feels like someone's dream. It feels like someone lived a very peaceful, curious, private, quiet life.
Cool. Should we go into that house?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we could have slept here last night, but yeah,
wouldn't have been.
There's just
too
a fucking
bad
house.
Just yeah, the beach was a good vibe.
So it was a good vibe for like the first bunch of hours, but like I'm so sunburned right now.
There were some drawbacks to the beach. Yeah.
If there's any like unspoiled food in here, I'm gonna be legit mad. Like I'll actually be upset.
There is. There's a vegetable garden right here.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to pick some vegetables to use, like anything unusual so that I can use it as ingredients in the future.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to know what you see in the vegetable garden?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you go over to the vegetable garden. The very first thing that happens is from a patch of leeks and garlic, a little onion man pops out, slashes your ankle with a blade of grass.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
For 5 slashing damage.
This is, to him, this is worse than the ghost. This is worse than any, just absolutely losing his shit screaming.
The onion man does immediately run away, though.
What the shit?
Steve, fucking kill him. Kill that little fuck.
I'm going to firebolt the onion man.
Yeah, where's Steve-O?
I have to warn you, the onion man has very good stealth.
Okay.
Yes.
I think Mavris just was thinking about having the first salad he's ever eaten in like 2 weeks. and then this happens and immediately feels wrong.
This food is fucked up.
These vegetables are doing nothing for us.
I'm not going to tell you what he rolled. Everyone tried to give me a perception check to find him.
Where is he? Where's that little fuck?
Oh. Well, what happened to like respecting your food?
This one, quit beating up my friend. You really hurt my friend.
The food didn't respect me, Tread. And if you need to sidebar again, you just say it to me.
Okay, well, neither did the jellyfish, because that one stung you, right? It stung me too.
But it also filled our bellies.
Well, you need another Mavris fucking intervention. That's a 15.
I got a 17.
I got a 16.
The onion man got a 22 stealth. He disappears into the weeds.
All right.
What about Steve-O?
Is there any other fucking weird ass dudes in here? I have my axe out, just like walking around, like ready.
Who the fuck's in here?
You see some regular food like zucchinis and squashes. You also see some that like look as though they've been experimented with. There's like tomatoes the size of blueberries, blueberries the size of tomatoes.
I'll get a blue-mato.
Yeah, it's like a really nice. it's really tender like a blueberry, so it's like a really ineffective way to transport the fruit juice, but it's there.
But you could like spike a seltzer with that. That would be awesome.
Tread, you absolutely need to watch yourself. Tread
stands behind Mavris.
You also see some phosphorescence in the dirt. You see like some very like leafy tops of some kind of root vegetable, and through the dirt you even see a little bit of luminance.
Is that a glotato?
Glotato.
Since the last thing that was underground fucking attacked me, I'm going to go out of character and slightly disrespect this food, and I'm going to Mario 2 style start to pull it out.
All right, you pull it out. It's a carrot. It's just a cool sort of glowing carrot.
It's just a fucking glowing carrot, everybody.
It's okay. A glowing carrot, yeah.
Can I make
a pretty rad.
Can I make a perception check to see if there's any hops in this garden for a peace offering?
Oh, yeah, do it up.
Okay, I only rolled a 3.
You only rolled a 3. I mean, you don't know what hops look like. You're a seltzer guy.
That's true. That's fucking crabgrass. That's fucking crabgrass.
Red walks back dejected and gets stabbed by an onion.
Ow, fuck.
I'm going to keep heading towards this cabin.
Yeah, I'm going to pocket the glowing carrots. How many glowing carrots are there?
We roll me a d4.
2.
There's 2 glowing carrots.
I pocket them.
Great. So y'all want to go to the cottage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. You approach the door of the cottage. On either side, you do notice it almost looks like maybe a garden statue, but if you look closer, it's 2 small statues of Gorgons, which are the immortal snake-haired sisters, and you enter the cottage. It is a one-room cottage. At the center of the room is a large fringed carpet under a Queen Anne wing back reading chair with a side table with an empty china teacup with a few leaves dried in it at the bottom. There's also like a stained glass floor lamp. You can tell by the fact that there's no heat or electricity that it's lit up by a continual flame. There's also a kitchenette in the corner with some alchemical beakers, a bookshelf against the wall that's like bursting at the seams with books. And there's even folded paper cranes flitting about it with their wings making the sound of the flipping pages of a book. There's also, Tread, you notice, a stand with a beautiful acoustic guitar on it and some handwritten sheet music. And, you know, there's like potted plants everywhere. This is like total someone's cottage dream. There's
cottage
sea glass wind. It's cottage core. There's sea glass wind chimes that jingle even though there's no outside airflow. It's very, very peaceful. But again, it doesn't look as though someone's been living here for a while.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Is anyone here?
Can I pick up that guitar and see if I can tune it to like drop D real quick?
Tread, you pick up this guitar. First off, it is uncannily light. This is made with wood from the Whisperwood outside of Gladeholm. So this is an uncannily light, delicate, resonant acoustic guitar. But when you go to tune it, even though you get the sense this thing hasn't been played in years, it is perfectly in tune.
Oh my! I play a fucking huge power chord on it.
Do you? Give me a wisdom save.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
To 5?
You take 4 psychic damage, but you do successfully play your power chord.
Oh, it was worth it.
Make it obvious, but you guys hear Tread just like absolutely makes the most beautiful... Like, what do you want this power chord to sound like?
Like the opening 2 chords of Blink-182's All the Small Things.
Okay. The rest of you could fucking swear you are at a Blink-182 concert the second Tread's fingers touched those strings.
DeLong?
DeLong?
Is DeLong here?
Oh my god, this Crab? Is the fucking nicest thing anyone's ever said.
Dave is like holding a teacup and inspecting it and just drops it when he hears Trent.
There's music here. Is it like maybe like a password or something so you could like actually play this and not hurt yourself?
Ooh, that and that sheet awesome. Music.
Yeah, there's sheet music.
You can give me
right?
You can give me an insight.
Yeah, all right. I'll take a look at the sheet music. I'm like mostly self-taught, but yeah, I'll take a look at the sheet music.
And I'll do an insight on like his guitar and stuff.
I need you to give me an honest answer right now, Tred. Can you read sheet music?
Tred's more of a tabs guy.
Okay, this is actually just chords and not power chords. This is like real chords.
I think I could probably decipher some, like, if they're basic chords, I might be able to know like some notes.
Mac, you wanted to look at the guitar?
Yeah, I just wanted to see that too. Like how magical it was. I got a 23 on my insight. Oh, sorry, I got better than that. I got a 24.
With a 24, wow. You know that the reason that Tred took that damage was because he hasn't attuned himself to this instrument. So if he spent a half hour noodling on this thing, the guitar would become his and it wouldn't, you know, be difficult for him to play.
Dude, this is like if DeLong just like walked up to a seafoam green Stratocaster and just started like freaking out on it. Like, you need to respect this instrument, just like we need to respect the little onion men that come out of the ground and attack us.
Yeah. DeLong didn't just like get to build his own custom Strat after Dude Ranch. He had to
exactly
wait until take off your pants and jacket.
Yeah. I was going to say enema, but even more so, take off your pants.
Actually, while all this is happening, Hungry Dave, give me a perception check.
Cool.
And anyone else who wants to investigate anything else, let me know what you're.
Can I make a history check?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I got a 15 on investigate, just like around the room. I guess I want to look at the books and stuff.
I got a history check for 16.
And Dave got a 13 on perception. Dave's head is on a swivel looking for a PS3.
Specifically a PS3. For him to eat.
Dave, something does catch your eye, which is there's a little workstation with some metallurgy on it. Clearly a place that maybe this person used to adorn and decorate weaponry. And with your history check, I'll just throw in some history stuff, Mavers in general. The thing that they were working on last was a pair of bracers that merfolk would wear. And on the side of it, there's pictures of merfolk with like ranged weapons and bows and arrows and stuff like that.
Do y'all think I could like pull off some bracelets?
Actually, with your history check, Mavers, I'll tell you that you know that this is so that a merfolk could fire a ranged weapon underwater without the water resistance impairing it.
Dave, I'm gonna gas you up for a second here. I think you look really fucking cool with these bracers on.
I think you could be a bracelet guy.
Yeah.
Dave blushes really hard.
The sunburned dragonborn blushes even further.
Are you a red dragon?
Do we get sunburned more inside?
We all need aloe.
Fucking shit, slap him on me, right?
Yeah.
And then, Mac, you said that you were investigating the
books. Yeah.
Cool. So you go over to the bookshelf. Like I said, you see there's like these fun little enchanted folded paper cranes flitting about that sound like the flipping of pages of a book. You also see there's tons of books. A lot of them are old and faded, but one does stand out. It's a journal bound in lizard skin.
Whoa.
Rude.
Absolutely pull that out of the old bookshelf.
So, as you start to skim through this lizard skin book, maybe Mavris is looking over your shoulder too, so there's like some history and some context coming into play.
Do you mind? Do you mind if I look over your shoulder?
Yeah, no, that's cool. It's making it kind of hard to read, but sure.
I cover Steve-O's eyes.
I want to see.
No.
And you read this personal journal of a high elf druid from Gladeholm. As you skim through it, you first read about her arriving at the island, delighting in the privacy of it. You read her growing fascination with the sea and her wizardly side coming out as she studies the ink of octopuses and a unique breed of jellyfish that can produce by cloning themselves. A little later, she mentions developing a friendship with the merfolk, tending to their wounds when they get caught in the fisher's nets. She gets even like a little indignant about it. And from this journal, you actually learn that she is the one who conjured this mist to protect them. She talks about another high elf from Gladeholm finding her, which she's, torn on. But she was clearly in her own little bubble, right? And this other high elf comes along, tells her about the war against Asmodeus. This other high elf is angry. They're raging against someone named Lucanus Ertea for squandering the long lives of elves in battle. They complain that while humans that die at battle are robbed of decades, elves are robbed of potentially centuries when they fall in battle. This druid is conflicted by this visit from this high elf from where she grew up. She likes her privacy, but she also feels a duty to the city that she was raised in. But then at that point, the notes get shorter and more scattered and infrequent. She starts referencing magics that she's inexperienced with, blood magic, necromancy, reckless hybridization. There's a couple entries towards the end that are like, I'm close, I think I found a solution. Then the final page is just a doodle, but a intricate one, clearly one done with vision and passion. It looks like a series of liquid-filled pods, shiny and translucent like fish eggs, but longer and more cylindrical with something forming inside. And that's what you stand there, skim through this entire fucking journal, and that's what you get.
Gang, have you guys ever played or seen Resident Evil?
Yeah, why do you think I was looking for the PS3, dude?
Yeah, so we're in it. I tell everybody what I read, that there's these two elves, and there was one who lived here and one that was upset about elves being killed in battle.
Yeah, you guys know, because for the party plane is near Gladeholm, and that's where a lot of you are from. I think all of you are from the tiefling party plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you know, like, the war with Asmodeus just happened. This is clearly from a time when it was starting to happen. You guys have maybe heard of Lucanus Ertea. He's like this guy in Gladeholm that's influential in politics, and he really, really argued that the high elves should go to war against Asmodeus, and it was controversial, and clearly whoever visited this druid clearly had like left Gladeholm, but then was visited by a Gladeholm elf who was kind of saying like, hey, this is fucked up, you need to help.
Does it look like there's signs of a struggle at all in here?
Are you looking for anything unusual or anything like that?
What's unusual?
You notice a pair of jeans crumpled in the corner.
What?
Which like does not match the cottagecore aesthetic at all.
Wait, what?
Okay, can I inspect the jeans? Because this seems like fucking epic Bonfrere behavior happened in here.
What if they're like Carl's jeans, dude?
or fucking Infinity's?
What?
Are those Levi 501s? That's Carl's brand.
Are they J. Crew or Madewell? I need to know.
Did they close the cabin?
Shit, dude. That's an 18 on my inspection.
These jeans are magical, and there's like a strong pull to put your hand in the pocket.
I do it.
Okay, as you reach into the pocket of the jeans, the world, an onion comes out now. The world collapses around you, and you are transported to a pocket dimension, specifically a pocket walk-in closet.
Ooh,
what?
It's a pretty bare closet, actually. It looks very utilitarian, even though there's space in it. You see on a metal rod, there's a few empty hangers. Three hangers, you see scuba suits. And then folded on the ground, you see a pile of floral rompers. And on top of that, a pile of little bachelorette sashes. And there's one more thing that you see that's pretty fucking interesting.
Tell me.
Next to these scuba suits is a duster. Specifically one that looks just like the duster that Keanu Reeves wears in The Matrix.
Something epic happened here.
My God.
Trent, where'd you go?
Trent!
Jeez, hey, Trent!
You guys can go into the vans, too.
Come in here quick, dudes!
We jump into the jeans
foot first into the...
All right, you guys appear. You see everything that Trent just saw. These three scuba suits, this matrix duster, this little pile of bachelorette outfits.
Does it look like there were other scuba suits before?
Yes.
And like a lot of them have been taken?
There are four. There's four rompers and there's four empty hangers.
Gosh.
Whoa. So the bachelorettes went scuba diving?
That's a wild weekend.
This is strange.
They're really living it up.
So what's going on with this duster?
Yeah, is this... I feel like it would make most sense for me to wear the duster.
It seems... Well, interesting you would say that. I feel...
Does anyone want to, like, interact with the duster, learn more about the duster?
Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, definitely. We both are just, like, looking at it, like, as if we're both going to take it. Like, one person has one, one person has the other. We're just like, yeah, this is interesting.
Probably Let's look at magic the sleeve. Oh, wait,
Mac, if I put you on my shoulders, we could both wear the duster. Yeah.
Seems cumbersome. Seems like a cumbersome way to live.
I could also just wear it by myself. No, don't listen to Dave.
I'm going to roll a persuasion check to try to persuade Mac that I don't know if this is... Maybe there's something else that makes sense for you.
Okay.
Like a romper.
See. That's going to be, I think it's going to be, wait, what did you get?
I rolled an 18 and I add 8. So I got a 26.
Okay, Mac, what, I'm going to say give me a wisdom save to not be persuaded by this.
21.
All right, Maverick, you successfully, what do you say to Mac to sort of make your case?
Mac, I respect you so much, and I really appreciate you picking up the slack and kind of leading this crew while I'm sidebarred fully. This is not in front of everyone.
Yeah, this is a sidebar. Yeah. A selfish one.
I really respect how you've kind of picked up Carl's slack and really are kind of being the glue of this group. And, you know, if I'm going to be honest right now, like, I just feel like it would be really cool for me to wear that jacket.
You're saying, like, as the leader, I should probably wear, like, a scuba suit because, like, that's what the other people are wearing.
Exactly. Exactly what I'm saying.
This actually really adds up. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it does add up for you, Mac.
I also like the idea of there just being, like, a small but stocky scuba suit hanging right next to a super long duster just being so clearly wouldn't fit.
You're wearing the duster and it's just...
That is true. The duster, this Mac, the small dwarf, if he wore this duster, there would be about, like, a foot of extra fabric that you would constantly trip over.
A wedding train.
Okay, well... If we're thinking Carl closed underwater, we better suit up.
Suit up then D-Gene.
Can I make an insight check on the duster? I don't even know what it does. I just know that Maverick would have really wanted it. 16.
This duster is a powerful combination of two different types of cloaks. One is called the Cloak of the Manta Ray.
Yes.
It gives you a swim speed and you can breathe under the water.
Oh my God.
The other is the Cloak of Billowing. As a bonus action, you can make it dramatically billow.
I don it and I just sort of billow there for a second.
Tread looks down at the ground and then reluctantly hands Mavris his Neo like glasses.
Do you mind?
Yeah, no, it makes no sense for me to have
you
them.
You have to wear
I
them.
Turn. I turn away from everyone and then turn back slowly.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you needed the glasses.
It's just so right.
Give me a performance check with triple advantage.
Okay. performance? I got a 18. It's okay.
No, it's good. It's good.
Pretty solid.
It's really solid.
Hey, I untie the
you
little briny feather.
You stumble a little bit. Oh, yeah, you take out your briny feather.
Hand it to Trent. Hey, is that... Are you at all interested in this feather?
Interested? I'm honored. Trent is also wearing a romper and is like, sorry, were we gonna... When you guys said suit up, I was like,
Fuck, no.
All right.
We're going under the water.
Do we get the sense that Carl was with the bachelorette party still? Do we see anything of Carl's left over here?
You don't see anything of Carl's left over here.
I'm going to take one of these. Is Infinity Sash here?
Yeah, the bestie to the betrothed is here.
I will take her sash just in case we have any way of like magical means of like finding somebody. Cool. So I'm going to grab her sash and then we're scuba'd up, and I guess we exit the little pocket plane.
So great. So the jeans spit you all back out. Mavris is now wearing this awesome duster. The rest of you are wearing scuba suits, which actually are made out of the skins of bullywugs.
Oh.
It's a thing that you can do.
Mac, how do you feel about this?
Seems insane that somebody would do this. Seems like a bad idea, but it worked. I don't know. Are these possum made? I look at the little tag.
It's just weird that they included the mouths and the smiles and the teeth.
Actually, Mac, give me a little check.
Perception?
Yeah, or investigation or something.
10?
You know what? You just fucking know this shit because this is your shit. Underneath the sink, there is a vat of ale.
What?
With some scribbled notes on the side, timing its fermentation with the moon and the tides. But more importantly than that, you see a jar of brewer's yeast. As a beer enthusiast, you know that yeast strains play like more of a part in imparting flavor and aroma than the average beer consumer might know, right?
Right.
And you also know that like certain monastic traditions would pass down a certain strain of prized yeast over the years and keep making beer from it.
Oh my God, Secret Island beer.
Yeah. But you also know that yeast is a fungus that's alive. This yeast feels more alive than other yeasts you've encountered.
Okay. Holy
Mac, are you okay? You got really
the yeast
quiet.
Is a beast.
I'm really good. I've never been better. I'm gonna take the yeast and put it carefully in my pack. And then I'm going to take a sip of the ale to see if does it look like done? Does it
this would be like over fermented, actually. This would be because it's been like fermenting for so long. Actually, if you're gonna open it, give me a little like check because it's probably gonna explode.
Con saving throw?
I would say like yeah, give me a deck save just to get out of the way of the cork just like exploding off of it.
15.
You pop this cork into the sky, but dodge out of the way.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Mavris, like, Matrix leans out of the way. Slow motion.
Does your cloak billow as you do it?
Of course.
Yeah, you take a sip of it. It feels like whatever the yeast could do, it's gone funky because it's just, like, it's kind of skunked at this point.
Does this magic yeast look like I can do, because obviously I'm a magic brewer.
Yeah.
I don't need to take as long to make regular beer. I can like enchant beer. Can I like make up a quick batch of this and put it in my little keg?
Yeah.
Sweet. I'm absolutely going
to
do that.
Yeah. Since you're a magic brewer, like, yeah, like you don't need to do the other formalities that a regular brewer would.
Great. I've actually taken a bunch of hits from like touching stuff. So could we do like just like a quick hour short rest?
Yeah, that'd be a good time for Tread to attune himself to his instrument.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get our stuff ready.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, Tread, I'm going to maybe need to know from you like what personally you want to do to attune yourself to this instrument. I don't know what Tread usually does to like make a connection and a bond with an instrument. You can, of course, you do have this. You could also use this time to try to repair your fucked up guitar.
I look at my guitar and I'm like, ah, fuck this. and I sit down with the new Elven Whisperwood guitar and I'm going to play my song of rest. That's what I'm gonna use this time with.
Oh yeah.
Are there lyrics for the song of rest?
Oh yeah, of course. This summer sun is the fucking best. So let's all take this short little rest.
The catalog is so deep. And yet,
yeah, that was so just potent. Such a different style. Yeah.
It was just so tender. Yeah.
Your fingers on these strings, the strings give like melting butter to your fingers. You are in complete command of this instrument now.
This is fucking Caraba level.
And now I'll make the beer.
I think that you maybe won't know what happens with the, like, there is something special that comes from this, but I think maybe you won't know until it comes into play.
Does it taste good?
It tastes like the best beer you've ever made. What is your dream beer?
For Mac, I think him doing all these like super thick beers is him trying to be more of a beer snob than maybe he actually is. Mm-hmm. I think truly Mac's favorite beer would be like a crisp, summer ale, like just like
a Sam Adams.
It's for this time, like not a Sam Adams, like a seasonal ale, like some
a
citrus,
shandy? Maybe a saison,
maybe like a.
Ooh, a
yeah, like a saison,
oh, farmhouse, baby.
Definitely not a shandy, but just like something with maybe like a pale ale or a saison.
Great, that's exactly what it tastes like.
This is really fucking good, guys.
You all sip on it, and like you feel just a little something extra.
This is crisp shit.
This is your best brew. This is fucking crisp, man.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. This is really drinkable, and I'm really liking it.
Cottagecore IPA.
Ooh.
Love that name. Love this beer. Love my boys.
Wow. And on that note, did you guys have anything else that you wanted to do in here?
Can I try and wear the jeans?
Yeah, you reach for the jeans, right? And it's almost like one of those fake dog turds where it's like in the little shape that it's in. But you could try to like twist your body into that shape.
Dave, be so careful.
I'll give you the help action.
Right. I'm actually surprisingly flexible, so yeah, let me give it a shot.
Cool. It's just like that. They're not. They're not pants.
It's definitely like your legs will be bent in weird places.
You're trying to put your legs into like a statue, essentially.
Yeah, it looks more like a sculpture than anything.
Oh, it's like it's like a cupboard or it's like a cabinet in the shape of jeans. I got you.
Let's try to find where they enter the water and go there.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. What are you doing to try to find where they entered the water?
Who does anybody have good investigate? Does anyone have decent investigate?
I have decent survival.
I have pretty good investigate too.
Sweet. I will go ahead and you know what? Maybe if Mavris has good survival to check for tracks, maybe I'll bless Mavris, and if you can give him Bardic, then maybe we can get a super high.
Whoa.
Maybe we can get him going.
Yeah. Definitely okay. Rad. Do you want me to sing this song again? Because I already sang it once. But like, if you're feeling low, you're sick and tired, well, just think of me and be inspired.
19 on the dice.
Whoa.
19 on the dice?
So plus you get a D4 for bless.
Plus two, so 21. So 21 plus...
You don't even use your bardic inspiration. Yeah. Your duster, your Neo duster is billowing behind you as you survey the scene. Everything goes slow motion, and you do see flipper tracks that disappear under the rug in the middle of the room.
Whoa.
What?
Hey,
I was thinking we were going to have to go in the ocean. It's a good thing we look for fucking flipper tracks.
I thought of this rug right when we got here and immediately forgot.
let's pull open the rug. We pull up the rug.
Yeah. Okay, you rip the rug out from underneath this sweet little reading nook in the center of the room, and there is a door.
What?
Like a circular trap door.
Okay.
These bachelorettes know something.
They knew. Is this an after party? Like, if we didn't know that there was like an after hours thing, I feel like we would have.
We've been invited to no stage of the party. This sucks.
Yeah. Okay, well, the Bonfrères are fucking party crashers, okay?
Okay,
so be it.
Let's open the door.
All right,
open the door.
Great, you grab the metal handle of the door and tug, and nothing happens. It's locked.
What?
Wait, oh! What? Okay, I guess we have to go home.
is there a lock? Is there like a keyhole or anything?
Can I mage hand it from the other side?
Ooh.
Sure, yeah. Ooh. You summon a magical cantrip that just sort of fumbles at this locked door.
Hey, everybody shut up. Everybody shut up. My cloak is billowing.
Does this seem locked by magic, or does it seem locked by like a key?
There is literally a key, but in multiple senses of the word.
Oh my god. I think I've got to go sit down and learn how to fucking read music.
Oh my god, dude. You have to play this song to open it.
Wait, what? Tread chugs Max Brew and then sits in front of the sheet music.
Tread, give me an intelligence or maybe even a performance check.
If I can do performance, then that's a 20, a dirty one. Mm.
Tread sits down and he plays a couple of these chords that have been handwritten, and then you hear the loudest rumbling, scraping of metal as this door slides into the floor and reveals a chute. And you see that it actually forks. And as you like look down into it, it gives you almost like that feeling of vertigo. This chute goes deep. In fact, you believe this chute goes to the bottom of the ocean. And that's where we'll end our episode.
Whoa! I want to jump.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's so cool.
Oh man, I wanted to spend like 3 episodes in this cottage.
Yeah, it's so true. Good.
Look, there's
it's
a so lot cozy. Of stuff in there. Hey, you technically haven't left. If you want to try and find whatever you can, you.
Well, we got
to
jump down the hole.
We're on the short rest. Let's pick apart the entire cottage on the short rest.
Yeah, I'll tell you everything that was in it.
Email us the architectural documents, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we'll have the floor plan available on Patreon, actually.
It's mostly like an apothecary cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So thanks, everyone, for listening. You can hear us talk more on our Patreon at patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Does anyone have anything to plug?
I would love to plug our P.O. box again. We have a bounty of treats that have arrived, and I'm just trying to get through all of them and give shout-outs as necessary. First of all, this is an extremely fun one. Eric M. sent us a jalapenos gift card.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So many Red Bull margaritas.
We will.
I can't wait to go there.
I know. It's become this like beacon of hope for us now. Like, I hold this gift card in my hand, and I'm like, one day. We also got a lovely note and a drawing of Peepaw Luke holding Hard One from Jane. It's very sweet.
Yes.
Capturing that famous moment. Yang at Gotrons on Twitter and Insta sent us custom Pokemon cards of the Band of Boobs.
Whoa.
Oh, so cool.
They're very cool. And you better believe they're holograms. I don't know how Yang did it, but they look dope as hell. We also got a nice note from Jeremy congratulating us on finishing campaign 1. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Namaste.
It still doesn't feel real that we have just 100 episodes of content floating around out there. Issa at IG Maze Art sent us custom tarot cards and stickers. They are incredibly cute. They like hand painted on bicycle playing cards with these little like tarot designs. They're incredible.
Oh yeah.
And then last but certainly not least, we have some save the dates. Congratulations to Hannah and Eric, Austin and Dylan, Beth and Jordan. Thank you as well, Beth, who sent along some mushroom stickers for Moonshine, and Kayla and Alan. Best of luck to you all on your nuptials.
Yeah, we'll all be there. I'm bringing a +8. My boys from H-Town. We like to party.
That's all. I've got some more stuff at the P.O. box, but I'll shout that out next week. Thank you so much.
Great.
If you'd like to send us stuff, of course, it's 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027.
Jake, do you have anything to plug?
Nope, but I want to plug just whatever Zach's about to plug. I'm going to double down.
Okay, Zach, what does Jake want to plug?
Jake wants to plug. I got two things. First thing, I guess, you know, I'll plug my Twitch. It's Zach Oyama on Twitch. I'll do it every now and then.
I wanted to plug that. Hell yeah.
And then the print shop, right? Y'all have such a...
Oh, I should... yes, we haven't even talked about it yet.
I should have remembered to plug that.
I thought it was really cool. Feels like something to plug.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you for doing your job.
Good work. The NADPOD print shop. NADPOD.com/print shop. You can check out any piece of art that any of the amazing artists have made for us, and anything you purchase, all of the proceeds go to the artist themselves. So check it out. Support our artists. And if you're an artist yourself, feel free to upload at NADPOD.com/print shop.
Cool. Awesome.
Very cool.
Great. And you can also follow us all on Twitter. At CHMurph is Murph. At Caldy is Caldwell. At Jake Hurwitz is Jake. At Zach Oyama is Zach Oyama. And at EXpert is me. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation.
Already we'll all flow.
All right.
Leaving the boat.
Hello, friends. Caldwell here. It is the end of our show, which means it's time to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders. Let's get right to it. Brad D., Jeffrey S., Haldor Frostback, Steelbreaker, Matt M., and Jordan DJ. A group of friends who were staying in the island cottage before the Bonfrères arrived. If the boys had rolled higher on their investigation check, they could have found Matt M's missing toothbrush. Bummer. Cutter W, Jibe G, Zolo Dolo, Dylan B, Schubert the Mushroom, and Danielle the Dastardly Dame. Waiters at Hungry Dave's new seafood restaurant, BBBQ. And yes, the extra B does stand for back. Andrew M, Beardman Dan, Chris R, Scott D, Danny P, and Elena C. Steam Mephits who survived the attack on the cruise ship. They made their way back to Salty Peaks and now run an extremely popular vape shop. Oh, good for them. Mixologist Michael McD, Ryan W, Adam R, Balnor's Boy, and Andrew B. The elven composers who wrote the song that Tread played on his guitar. They claim that the music was gifted to them by a mysterious deity known as the DeLong. Justin I, TJ M, the Gnome Barbarian, Kaylee Elise, Elena M, and Jacob C. A bachelor party currently tearing it up in Salty Peaks. It's a good thing the Bonfrères went into the mist, because if these two groups interacted, the clam dunk would never recover. Treylay the Cray Fay, Jared E, Christopher B, Austin M R, and Damiel R. Employees at the brunch restaurant on the other side of the island. Honestly, if any of the boys had walked like 50 feet east, they would have seen it. Which is a real shame, because the restaurant made way too many breakfast sandwiches and now has to throw them all out. Ah well, what could have been. Jordan L, cyborg version of Josh the Kobold. Gage M, Destin C, and Richard X Machina. Hungry Dave's dragonborn friends. They all eat 2 to 3 goats per meal and refer to Dave as Slim David. Cute. Michael L., Kelvin Noodles, Sergio, Salazar, Solomon, Zacharias de Sequani, Trask the Traveler, and Eric and Andrea B. The members of the returning Beer Olympics champions, the Paddle Puppies. While the Bonfrères are distracted, the puppies are focused on what's important, beer and paddleboarding. Jory S., Dana G., Callum L., Ryan, Jack L., and Flawless Whale. The legendary Beer Olympics team that trained the Paddle Puppies. They were called the Surf Dogs. And yes, they were actual dogs who surfed. Temporal, Sam L, Nicholas C, Reese NS, and Matthew E. Carl's tight-knit family who is currently freaking out because they haven't gotten their daily check-in text from Carl. They also have Mavericks' number, but he hasn't been checking his messages. I mean, can you blame him? Sure, maybe a little, but you know. Mike H, Colton B, Adam G, Jens Christian T, and Mateo C. The owners of Mist Merch, a boardwalk gift shop that really leans into the mist as a tourist attraction. This has inspired many tourists to go missing in the mist, but hey, they're making bank. Eric B, Panama James, Adrian the Halfling Bard, John HN, and Dan. The landscapers who designed the Druid's Magic Garden. Most of them were brutally killed by Onion Men. What can you say? They knew the risks. Nikki W, Grace G, Drew Nasty, CC Lulu, and Jay. Vendors at the mysterious Druid's favorite farmer's market. The only farmer's market with enough violent, sentient vegetables to lead an army. Barnzenator, Eric G, Michelle O, Luke H, and Adrian RH. Designers of the Pocket Dimension jeans. Need jeans with more pocket room? These pocket dimensions are 3 times the size of any JNCO. Ugh, impossible. Timmy R, Lucas B, Aaron S, Kevin M, and Austin C. A team of ornithologists who are super horny for Cavil. Also known as hornithologist. Ha, nice. Devin W, New York, Stephen C, KJ, and Michael M. A chill crew of beachgoers who partied with the Bonfrères last night. Unfortunately, everyone was too drunk to remember any of it. Rahul N, Mike K, Maxwell C, Nick L, and Karen T. A squad of onion assassins whose only purpose is to murder gophers and slash intruders with blades of grass. Deadly. Douglas A, Ekathor 666, Shane B, Justin Raccoon, and Nick W. A team of radish toughs who are pounding their little rooty fists, just waiting for Mac to enter the garden again so they can kick his ass. Watch out, Mac! Oh, they're peppery! Michael C., Robert F.,
Esme M., Angel B., and Nathan, the Pinteresters who inspired the Druid's cozy home. They are cottagecore to their core. Casimir, the all-knowing, Eric McD., Burley T., Axel A., and the Red Rain. A team of merfolk ultimate frisbee players who are flush with discs after all the bees Dave has been flinging into the water.
If you could, like, hold on to those, I'm coming for them. I'll be there any second.
Christian A., J. Dragonborn, Jonathan O., the Sandrayan, Grant, and Ben A., the ancient brewers who originally created the Cottagecore IPA. They were trapped in the yeast by forbidden magic, and some say their souls is what gives it its hoppy taste. Delicious. Veldanis, Dave H., Catherine S., David K., Christian S., and Samuel B. Other travelers who tried some grilled jellyfish. Weird, they're all dead now. Keith K., Brittany B., Hannah W., Vashgard, Emilio D., and Frankie Koala. Friends hanging out in the other pocket dimension in the crumpled jeans. Too bad the Bonfrères didn't check the right pocket, because these folks are throwing kind of a rager. Big Bad John, Nathaniel P., Cody C., Aston S., Blair the Bug Blair Blar Blarian, great name, and Raphael O., more angry little onion folks. They all have knives, and they will cut you. If you thought you cried when you chop onions, wait till you see how bad you cry when they chop you. Felix NG Jr., Porkchop, Chanel M., Depressed Demon Hunter, Alice, and Finn C. A crew of divers who thought they were stranded in the mist till the decrepit bruise crews floated by. Thank God Mac didn't alert anyone when he watched it get pulled away. That's Bonfire behavior if I've ever heard it. Minette F., Pat L., Nicholas D., Savexel, Lauren H., and Ritterin, a group of awakened radishes. They don't carry weapons, though. They just have tiny kazoos and want to play you a song. Aw, sweet. I don't trust them. Janina E., Maddie Y., Joe T., the eldest Barry, and Ryan S., the team of dermatologists who it's going to take to deal with Tred, Mac, and Dave's sunburn after Mavris was the only Bonfrère to remember to fall asleep in the shade.
Seriously, it's blistering. You gotta get in here.
The Bone Duster, Darius M., Nathan J., Joshua Ace, Robot Crisps, and Yidrasil. A team of friends who tried one of Mac's hoppier brews a year and a half ago and still suffer from some pretty painful gas. Come on, Mac. Not cool. And that is all our shoutouts for this week. Thank you all so, so much for your continued support. We raise our glasses to you. And we cover your noses in sunscreen so that they won't get burned. You gotta watch out. It's hot out there. Anyway, that's all we have. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.